This week, state officials announced another delay of their final decision on hydrofracking. The Department of Environmental Conservation will wait for a report on the health protections in its environmental review of fracking. Then the environmental review can be completed. But the DEC did not say how long the delay would be. As the Innovation Trail's Matt Richmond reports, the delay could be less than a month or could be much longer.
One thing is clear. The delayed health review is now the key factor in deciding whether or not fracking will go ahead in New York. On Tuesday, Health Commissioner Dr. Nirav Shah sent a letter to Environmental Conservation Commissioner Joe Martens saying he needs more time to complete his health review. Martens then announced that his department's environmental study, known as the ESGEIS, will be delayed until Dr. Shah is done. That means final regulations won't be released at the end of the month. But that delay won't necessarily slow down fracking. In an interview with New York Public Radio's Karen DeWitt, Martens said permits could still be issued once the ESGEIS is complete.
If you look back at the 92 SGIS for oil and gas drilling in New York, there was never any rules adopted after that, and the department has been issuing well permits, you know, since 1992.
The 1992 ESGEIS only addressed traditional vertical drilling. That's why a new one was started in 2008. Martens added that the release of the ESGEIS is dependent on what the health department finds.
You know, New Yorkers ought to be assured that it is getting the highest level of scrutiny, that Dr. Shah is absolutely committed to making sure that this is safe before we do anything.
Those two statements, the permits for hydrofracking can be issued before regulations are done, and that the health department is extending its study, gave both sides reason to believe they're winning the debate. In his letter, Shah says the department will review three ongoing health studies before making its conclusion. According to Kate Sindig, senior attorney for the Natural Resources Defense Council, Shah could very easily say in a few weeks that New York needs to wait until those three studies are further along.
You know, I think when you look at it all taken together, it's pretty clear there aren't going to be permits issuing in any kind of short term here in New York.
One of the studies, conducted by the Environmental Protection Agency, won't be complete until 2014. Another, led by University of Pennsylvania, is just starting. The third, by Pennsylvania healthcare provider Geisinger, is also just getting underway. Catherine Nadau of Environmental Advocates of New York applauded the decision to delay release of the ESGEIS. She says if officials are serious about fully considering health impacts, they should wait until the three studies are finished.
And Dr. Shah indicates something similar in his letter, saying that, you know, the time to ensure the impacts on public health are properly considered is before a state permits drilling, and we couldn't agree more.
Supporters of drilling also found something in Tuesday's announcements to applaud. Scott Kurkowski is a lawyer representing the pro-fracking Joint Landowners Coalition of New York. He says everything depends on what the health department comes back with, but that shouldn't take as long as opponents predict.
I don't think that Dr. Shah is saying that he is going to wait for that final study to be published, but he is going to be talking to the authors of these studies in various agencies to make sure that he has all of the information that they have.
That means a few weeks to prepare a final report for the DEC. Then, if the Department of Health gives the go-ahead, the final ESGEIS comes out, and 10 days after that, permits can be issued.
That's how we would like to see this proceed.
So after waiting 4.5 years to hear what the DEC decides on fracking, now it's a few more weeks to hear what the Department of Health decides on fracking. In Binghamton, I'm Matt Richmond for the Innovation Trail.
And reporting by the Innovation Trail is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. For more information, visit innovationtrail.org.